be strong with it. And that's what I talked about. One of the keys of the game is being strong. And what's happening right here is Del Simpler got it right there, and Whitney Fox came over and just wrapped her right up with the ball. That's not being strong with it.
Well, Sandusky just being more aggressive on both ends of the court, and USA is going to bring in Michaela Fader, the junior forward. I think this might be the first action she's seen here in tournament play, so I'll be curious to see how she can do up here against the Redskins.
Well, gets the ball, drives the paint from the right side. No good. Rebound control by first. The rebound now goes idiot over to Fader. Fader gets the rebound, and she hangs on nice and tight, but she gets picked up there by Fox. Possession arrow is going to give it right back to Sandusky Redskins.
So in two consecutive possessions, Whitney Fox ties the ball up twice, and just shows you how aggressive and well-coached they are to get in there and get that possession.
And you got to give Ewald credit there. She played one-on-one all the way up the court against Clark, and I was right there and almost picked her pocket. And now USA finally gets the turnover, or gets the
steal.
Steal, thank you there. Lost, but it's been so long since they had a steal, I couldn't get the words out. But it was a great play there by Bitzer. She jumped the passing lane this time. They got a foul at the same time, a reach-in foul from Stauffer. After she got picked off, she reached in from behind. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, for the fans at home that can't see the game, Chelsea Ewald is maybe 5'1", 5'2", I don't know. She's definitely the smallest girl on either team, and she does such a great job out there for Lady Patriots. Really impressive to watch her play.
She sure does, and Victor just shot a three from the left side in front of the bench. 37-18, and that's what they need. Now they need another steal right here for the Patriots, and they'll be crawling back into this game slowly. Ewald there comes with Kaus. She gets picked there by a player. Kaus goes up and lays it. No good. Rebound control there by Fader. Fader gets the ball up to Bitzer. Bitzer gets the first. First has it stolen away by Hale. This time Bitzer tried to get the ball tied up, but they didn't get the jump ball call. Couldn't hang on to it long enough. And thus she gets it back. Now we're looking at Stauffer handling the ball at the top. Over to the left side to Fox. Fox waits for Kaus to come over. Now they give it to Ruggles at the top of the key. Now to Hale out behind the three-point line. Now to Fox. Fox looks to go down the line. She's covered, so she hands it off to Ruggles. Ruggles finds an opening. They're only 2 feet apart, though. They just handed the ball right off. It was a shuffle pass.
One thing that Sandusky's not afraid of to do, even with the big lead, is continue to run their offense and continue to shoot the three. That's what their offense is built around. And even though they've missed the last three attempts, they will continue to shoot those three-point tries.
And that shot was no good. Rebound control by Bitzer. She brought it up the court. She got it inside to Eisengruber. But Eisengruber couldn't stay strong with it. She lost it to Fox, and Fox comes all the way coast-to-coast. And Eisengruber hustles back and manages to stop her with a foul.
Well, unfortunately for the Patriots right now, they're looks like they're getting out-hustled. And maybe the girls on the floor are slightly tired. But every loose ball, every skirmish, every tie-up seems to go in Sandusky's favor, and they're just out-hustling and out-working them right now.
They sure are. Sandusky's getting right in there. If USA even picks the ball up, Sandusky's right there, right on top of them, tying them up. And they're not being strong with the ball, which is one of the keys to the game, was to be strong with the ball. They need to be a little bit stronger, bring it in, tuck it in, and maybe get a reach-in foul here on Sandusky, and that'll call the dogs off a little bit if they could get a couple reach-in fouls.
And the other thing that we talked about being a key of the game, we thought might even be an advantage for USA, was their bigs, and they're not having much luck either.
And at the line was Whitney Fox, and she made the first, missed the first one, made the second one, made the lead four, or then Emily Hale got the rebound on that missed shot, put it up, got the and one, making it 40, and she makes the and one, making it 41-18, 2:17 to go, and that last ball was on Ashlyn Van Hoos for the Patriots. Fitzer brings the ball up the court, she sets it at the top, calls what she wants, USA sets up. She looks to go to the right side to Ewald. Ewald looks at the cutting Fader, but she's covered. Has nobody to throw it to. Skip pass now all the way across the Bitzer. They get it down inside the first. First turns and goes up off the low block and lays it in. That looks like USA's good play that they normally run, and they ran a lot of on Wednesday night, but we haven't seen it yet tonight.
Well, Miranda first made the basket, but a lot of credit goes. They set a great screen to get her open. Chelsea Bitzer made a great pass from the wing. The whole play was set up perfectly, and first was a beneficiary of some great offensive action by the Patriots.
And, of course, we haven't seen that play ran a lot tonight because they turned the ball over so many times before they've gotten down here. And we got some substitutions coming in here, and I'll let you try to catch all these.
Well, USA definitely is bringing in Kelly Valentine and Jessica Grimmel. Sandusky looks like they brought in Lancott and Gravitt. So those are the two subs for both teams.
41-20. Sandusky with the lead. Fox goes down to the right baseline, throws up the shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Lancott. And Scott gets it up to the top to Fox. Now they try to do the pick and roll with Kraus and Fox. And Fox almost gets it, but it's tipped away by USA. But it's going to remain Sandusky ball.
Kelly Valentine actually did a great job of getting her hands on that ball, but I think she stepped on the line when she had it, so they gave the ball back to Sendik.
And at the top of the key is Fox. Now she gives it to Kraus. Kraus throws it out to Gravis. Gravis gets it to the top to Fox. Fox is going to shoot over her defender. Rolls! And man, she's throwing anything up, and it's falling in right now. You know, she had great coverage there by the Patriots. They just good shot.
Well, one thing we've seen Sandusky from Fox to Hale to Stauffer on their outside shots, they really have nice form. So that one was a touch short, but she had the nice spin on it, bounced up off the glass, and went in for a three-pointer.
That old gooseneck shot that we talked about, reaching in the cookie jar, they had the roll there. 44-20 is the lead now, Sandusky. Patriots got 52 seconds here in the third quarter and the ball. They're looking to get it inside. Now they get all the way around. Valentine goes from the top of the key all the way down to the bottom. She throws it back out. She gives it to Gremmel. Gremmel throws it around. They get it to Fader. Fader can't find anybody, so she turns and throws up her shot. No good. 36 seconds to go. Rebound control there by Lanscott. And Sandusky walks the ball up the court. 30 seconds to go here in the third. 44-20. They have the lead and the ball. Fader gets it on the left side. Now she feeds it to Hale, cutting from the top to the low block. Feeds it back to the top to Kraus. Kraus stands there with the ball covered by Gremmel. Now she gives it to Hale. Hale looks to bounce pass it inside to Fader. Now she throws it back out. Rebound there, or steal there, I'm sorry, by Valentine. 7 seconds, Valentine pushes it to Gremmel. Gremmel goes up, and she throws her shot up, and it goes in. 22 for the Patriots. And at the end of the third quarter, it's going to be 44-22, so Sandusky with the lead. We'll be back after these breaks.
Applications are now being accepted for high school game officials. The recruitment of officials is a never-ending one. There is always a need for new officials. If you love sports, love working with kids, and are looking for an opportunity to be involved in school sports, submit your application online today. Visit MHSAA.com to register or for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Hello, you're on the air with Miss Know-It-All.
Boy, I sure hope you can help me. My relationship has lasted just this winter. It's been hot and cold. I'm looking for a more dedicated, consistent commitment.
It sounds like it's time for a separation and a move to a new, more lucrative relationship you can depend on. You've suffered long enough, my dear. It's time to go local. Hook up with Kohler Propane. With Kohler Propane, you'll find that long-term relationship you're looking for built on trust. Plus cozy nights, and you'll save money.
Call Kohler's Propane at 1-888-950-7975, and you'll develop a long-term relationship. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And we're back here at Harbor Beach High School at the start of the fourth quarter. Sandusky in a commanding lead, 44-22 over the USA Patriots. And if something doesn't happen here in the first couple of minutes, Sandusky is moving on to face Valley Lutheran.
Well, you certainly never say never if you're the USA Patriots, but it's a long road to hoe, especially against a very sound Sandusky team. And, you know, he started to sub in a little bit, Coach Mott has, but they're still pretty strong with the five on the floor.
And first had a nice look there down from the low block, but couldn't get the shot to fall. The rebound was controlled by Fader and Sandusky with the ball. Fader again has it at the top. She feeds it to the right side to Kraus. Kraus feeds it to Hale. Hale feeds it down underneath to Fox. Fox does the reverse layup, and she's going to draw the foul. That foul is going to go against the USA Lady Patriots, number...
Fader, I think they're giving that foul to.
Nope. Guess again. Yep, you're right. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong score sheet. That's going to be her first team fifth. Whitney misses the first one. Whitney Fox, the second shot goes up. That was good. 45-22 is their lead now. 7:28 to go in the ball game and the season for the Patriots. Gremmel with the ball. Bounce passes down inside to Van Hoos. Van Hoos gets it over to Valentine. Valentine throws a shot up. No good. Rebound track down there. And it went off of Sandusky. And USA is going to get it back underneath their basket.
You know, one thing noticeable difference when you compare the two teams, both teams have gotten the ball in the paint at times. Kelly Valentine had a, you know, she got the ball in a good position, but it almost looked like the shot was forced, where on the other end, Sandusky seems to just be in the flow of the game and get a little better look at the shot.
It makes it with ease. You know, Sandusky's so fundamentally strong on shots and footwork, and, you know, you get in that paint, you got to have some good footwork to be able to get off some good shots, and you just see that difference right now. USA is a good team. It's just Sandusky's the better of them tonight. And turnover there caused by Sandusky. We had a double dribble, which is a rare turnover for Sandusky, a double dribble. So USA gets the ball back. They throw it inside the first. She can't hang on to it. But Johnny on the spot with Van Hooster. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound goes off of Sandusky. He's going to stay underneath with the Patriots.